Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. My roommate got them from somewhere. He's got the three Star Wars and then the three Marvel. And obviously, it's the same artist, but I don't know where he got it from.
They're maybe so at a Comic-Con, because awesome. Those look like...
They're very cool.
Yeah.
I like to get a lot of my unique artwork at Comic-Con.
Yeah, all those really are good the best prints. Places. Yeah.
I've never been to Comic-Con.
Long Beach Comic-Con is this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
So you normally go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How cool is it?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Don't give me a reason to wear a cape, because I will.
Cape's going on.
Just any reason to wear a cape?
Yeah, I mean.
I like you already.
Comic-Con, Starbucks, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's L.A. too, because it's perfectly acceptable just to see people in the wild wearing capes.
Yeah, like, oh, they have an audition today. Like,
right, yeah. Or not.
Are they homeless or no?
Right. Homeless or superhero is the game we like to play.
What area are they in?
I love that we always, like in this town, we always just assume that people are filming something.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
probably filming something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like, or that person's getting murdered, or they're right. probably filming something.
Well, I did that cosplay comedy show mm-hmm. in Studio City.
What's that?
A couple weeks ago. Kyle Kreist does it.
Okay.
And once a month or once every couple months, he gets a bunch of people to come and do comedy as the character.
Stop.
Nice.
So yeah, so he hosts a Spider-Man normally.
Okay.
And
okay.
he's great.
Awesome.
And then
no way.
This month I was Poison Ivy.
Nice.
And I made my costume, but I didn't wear it to the venue. I wore like clothes over it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I was wearing these little shorts with like the green tights underneath, and I was walking down Ventura and I kept getting honked at, and I'm like, I don't look like a hooker. I know I don't look like a hooker right now. If this is all you need to wear to be a hooker, well, I got it down.
Right?
I'm ready to go.
New day job.
What part of town was this in?
This was in Studio City.
Studio City. I love it. That's awesome. You bang a hooker in Studio City, Poison Ivy is the least of your worries.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get something worse
yeah,
than that.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. So funny.
Aaron McShane is our guest today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Christy was just talking about her baby, but what were you saying when the mics were off? That they...
The top one?
Uh-huh.
Because I have a litter of children in me.
A litter?
The top one... Like, sometimes we'll get into, like, a little ball, uh-huh. and it looks like I have maybe, like, a grapefruit, like a
oh
large
my God.
Grapefruit
it's
coming
so
off of
weird.
One side of my stomach just for a little while.
It's so weird.
It's really
so
strange.
Weird. What does your husband think about that?
He makes the same sound he makes when I talk about the baby's moving, and he's like,
I think that's a dude thing, because as soon as you start talking about it, I just, like, shrivel into a ball.
Right.
I get real uncomfortable.
I don't know, because I have the same kind of reaction.
Oh, you
I'm
do?
Like, I have no, like, maternal want at all. I'm
okay.
like, if I get to pet a dog, I'm fine. Like, that quells the urge for me.
I think it's just a if it's not happening in your body thing,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like...
I did see this video of like they took the baby out of the mother, but it was still in like
yeah.
the womb and it was moving around and stuff. And I'm like, this is fascinating, but disgusting.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean they took it out of the mother?
They took
babies
it out-
can be born that way.
Yeah. They had the baby was like on like a table,
uh-huh.
but it was inside the womb still, but
the
out
sack.
Of the mother. It was
oh,
in
the placenta.
Sack.
No.
Not the placenta. The placenta comes after
that's
the baby.
Not what
that's
it
not
is.
What.
Oh, I thought yeah. that's what wraps them.
No.
No,
oh.
that's like the amniotic fluid, the sack.
Right.
The amniotic fluid.
Oh.
Sack. Yeah.
Right.
And they had the baby and in it, and it was like moving and baking still. And,
oh,
but it was, they hadn't like cut it out of the
right.
I, it's
just
baking
hanging
a baby.
Out. Yeah.
Baking a baby.
I saw that video too. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Fascinating, but yeah. I have no want at all. Like, it's disgusting.
Right. Are you watching YouTube videos and stuff about babies?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, to be prepared.
Okay, it doesn't weird you out?
No.
University of YouTube is the new reading.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I've watched probably like 100 births by now.
Really?
On YouTube, yeah.
And it makes you feel better, or it creeps you out?
It makes me feel better.
Because I was doing that thing where it was like fear of flying, so I was like watching these things. But every time they would do like a, here's what could happen, and it shows like a plane, like, oh God, it just creeps me out worse.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For some reason, I feel like whenever I fly, if I sit by the window, I'm safer.
Yeah.
Even though you're all in the same tin can, you're all going to do the same thing.
Right, right.
Correct.
What is wrong with me?
I do that. I will buy window seats, though, because if it's like crazy turbulence, but I can look down and see that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm like. There's not
me
a
either,
giant
yeah.
shaking us from the ground.
I'm waiting for the gremlin on the
right,
wing
yeah.
of the plane.
Right. As long as there's not a frost giant like tossing
yes,
us around,
exactly.
I feel like everything's going to be okay.
But it's because fear of flight is 100% a control issue, right?
Yeah.
Like, we
yep.
don't know yeah. how, we don't really get how planes work. We're not fucking pilots,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? So we just kind of jump on board. I sent you that thing the other day.
Oh, I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, okay.
The coolest thing that did ever happen to me on a flight was the girl next to me was actually doing rocket science. She was actually like had her book out and she was doing the equations for rocket science.
Oh, like literally
wow.
rocket science?
She was literally doing rocket science next to me. Poor girl in the middle seat. And I'm like, what?
Right?
Yeah, you're Jesus. Watching like some like Matthew McConaughey in flight movie.
Yeah. You would think rocket science would pay better. That
yeah.
she'd be in like a business class at least
yeah,
or like
I know,
a first
right?
class.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
what the hell are you doing next to me?
I was, what was I doing? I was knitting. This is when you could
right?
take knitting needles on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
Whoa.
You didn't think she'd be writing coach on Spirit?
No, I didn't.
Southwest, baby. Southwest.
To Milwaukee. All right, so here's the thing that that Christy texted me that
which
day.
I hate. Which, this is one of the things that Christy hates.
Here's something that Christy hates. If you guys know, you know, Christy and I are not great flyers.
No.
And we do it. Well, I do it.
Right.
She takes the train. I do it.
Sometimes.
But,
I gathered there might be some fear here.
Right. Okay. So she sent me this thing, and the subject was abso-fucking-lutely not. And it's a CNN website, CNN article. It says, the antipod flying from New York to London in 11 minutes.
What?
Yep.
It hits Mach 5. They are literally, they're coming up with this plane. There's a bunch of different models of it. And it's going to become a business, for they're going to start with just a business class, like commuter plane, 11 minutes from, New York to London?
Mm-hmm. And 11
from
minutes
New York to London.
Mach 24. That's 12 times faster.
Pardon me.
Than the Concorde?
Oh, under no fucking circumstances am I going to get on that plane.
I told Christy, even if New York was on fire and I needed to be in London in 11 minutes, would
right.
I get on this thing?
My
right.
jaw's on the floor. I can't believe
Could
this.
Could you imagine? What?
Yeah. Apparently you move so quickly that you can't even tell that you're moving, but I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Aaron's like, as
no,
long as,
no,
Aaron's
not
like,
at all.
As long as I get the window seat, we'll be fine.
Pretty much. Did you see those things that they're putting in airports, though? They want to put these pods in so you can store your luggage underneath the pod and you can lay in this pod and be completely covered and take
oh,
a nap.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That worries me a little bit, though, because, like, are they on their own generators? Like, are they bulletproof? Like,
what
is happening? Like,
because now you're just locked in a pod
now
taking
you're
a nap.
In a pod.
Oh,
yeah. And you pay like $12 for an hour
right.
to sleep, you know, which that sounds great because I love sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I
but,
do too.
Yeah. You know, if you have a long layover and you've been traveling a lot. So,
right.
Yeah.
You know, that's great.
They just like, oh my God, that'd be awesome. They just lock you in a pod and they just unlock you whenever you get to like your
yeah,
destination.
Yeah, it's automatic. You just throw your credit card in there and
oh, see,
like,
no, it's in between flights.
It's in between flights.
Not
oh.
on the plane.
It's in the airport.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's in
I
the airport,
I thought that you were
yeah.
like on a plane, like a bed thing. Like a,
I wish.
Like a tanning booth, but for like an airplane.
Have oh. you noticed how the seats keep getting smaller every year
yes.
on the plane?
Yeah.
Yes.
That drives me crazy. Because I'm not like, I'm an average size person, maybe a little on the chubby side, but like, I feel very uncomfortable. I'm like, am I taking up too much room?
Right.
Do I really, like,
no way. No elbow space. You can barely like bend forward to get your bag out from underneath. It's
and
freaking
first
terrible.
Class is like how the seats used to be for everybody. Right. You know? Yeah. Like, I hate that. That's one of my pet peeves.
That's their ploy to get you to upgrade to first class. Exactly. It's just getting everyone folding
and to
chairs.
Fit more people on the freaking plane.
Yeah, exactly. I got swindled though. I paid extra because I thought I was getting like more room. And then they said, oh no, you didn't upgrade for more room. You just upgraded to board and get off the plane faster. And I was like, what?
Right,
I paid $20 extra for this? What?
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks.
I could have brought an extra piece of luggage for that amount of money. I don't need to be on the plane first.
I already paid for the
extra luggage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal. Mm-hmm. I know they get you, man.
They do.
Or it's like you upgrade to, it's like it being by the emergency exit is an upgrade. Like, oh, great. Great. I just paid extra money to do work if we die.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I thought about you yesterday. The Sully trailer dropped. Did you see that?
No,
I do want to see that.
I want to see it, but it's there's this scene where Tom Hanks is landing the plane in the ocean, and you know how it is.
No.
You know everyone's fine, but you're like, oh,
yeah. Well, there's some people that might not know the end. That's right.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but the movie is not really about him landing the plane.
Right.
It's about like what happened to him after.
Yeah, the investigation.
The untold story. Yeah. You know, like,
I know. That's so Hollywood. Like, yeah. Right, how are we going to make this an hour and a half? Yeah.
Well, what was the Denzel one?
Flight.
And see, I thought it was a movie about alcoholism.
It is. You know, that's what I heard.
Shut the fuck up. Because
I
walked into a theater and I sat down, and within the first 30 seconds, a plane was crashing in front of me. And I was like, fuck this. This isn't what I signed up for. This is all bullshit.
Oh, man. I still haven't seen that movie.
It is a movie about alcoholism, but you just had to watch his rock bottom.
Right.
Immediately.
So those of you who are afraid to fly, start 5 minutes into that movie. You won't miss any plot points. What happens is a plane crashes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
very violent.
Just move on. Just move on from that.
Oh, Denzel. Denzel can do no wrong.
Like, right.
Even when he's crashing 30 seconds into a movie, it's cool. It's cool. It's fine. Fine.
Right.
Got this.
So, Christy.
Yes.
You're going to go on vacation.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a lot of days.
Yep.
Right? You want to go to London.
Okay.
Right? And $150.
Yep.
Is the cost in
your fake world.
In your imaginary brain.
11 minutes you can be there.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not.
No. You're talking to someone who literally has looked up.
That is so weird.
Yeah. It looks like a rocket ship. It looks like a spaceship. Space shuttle. You're talking to someone who has literally Googled to see how much it is to get to Europe by ship. So,
are you a vampire? Do you have to avoid the sun?
Down, upside down in the cargo,
swinging.
I would. I think I would.
By ship. Yeah.
I think I would
take the 11-minute flight.
I think I'd take the 11-minute flight, but there has to be a lot of study before I get
right.
There.
You're not getting on that maiden voyage.
No, I'm not doing a Titanic. No thanks.
No, right. Yeah. Because like flight and ships have been around forever.
Right.
You know, a flight that goes 11 minutes. Like I want at least 15 years of no problems. Like a minor. Because how do you land if there's an issue?
Yeah, exactly.
You're
going too fast. You're going to burn in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's not a bad way to die. Like, you literally don't know what's going to happen.
You would go.
You see the ball of flame and, like, well, this is it.
Yeah.
But before you can even get this is it.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
done.
It's done.
Yeah,
it's
I
over
take that
with.
Back. Never mind. I may do that. Yeah.
What my husband said is he's like, if you're going that fast, even if all the engines go out, you can probably still make it to your destination right. Just
that's,
on like the inertia you have
everybody
behind you.
Take your seats and put your parachutes on.
Right. Because there's never like, well, we got to fly around to burn fuel. Like, no, you're there.
Right. You're there, just there.
And who catches you? How do you land? What? How do you stop?
Giant slingshot.
At Mach 24.
Huge Acme net.
That's so fast that it's almost inconceivable.
Right. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Thank you for flying rocket skates.
Yeah. All right, we're here. Bye. It takes longer to get through the line at TSA to actually get to your destination.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Yep.
Just give me a pod.
Yeah, put me in a pod. I'm done. Ding. Out of the oven.
Oh, man. So what's going on with you? I have so much that I want to ask you and talk to you about. Your voice is, when you told me what you used to do, and now hearing you talk,
you can totally hear
makes
it.
So much sense.
And we've known each other for a while, yeah.
And I think you just slid that into conversation one day.
I did.
And
yeah.
I was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Explain to Chrissy what you used to do.
Oh, gosh.
For money.
It's so embarrassing. I used to be a phone sex operator.
Nice.
How awesome is that?
Nice. It is pretty awesome.
It was
never on this show in 184 episodes has that even come up.
That is pretty awesome.
So I'm very honored.
But now you can hear it.
Yeah.
Now that's like when you listen back to this, you're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game's changed.
Yeah.
Anything. Yes.
Please. Anything okay, about that.
Do you want to know how I found myself in
sure.
that situation?
Yes. We'll start
okay.
there.
Well, the 100% truth is sexyjobs.com.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a real
That's
website.
That's a website?
Yeah. And
y'all are trying to get a sexy job.
There are jobs for men, for women. There are cam jobs on there, like cam modeling. We all know what that is. And then there's phone sex operator positions for men and for women.
Right.
And
I have
there's
a very nice sexy voice.
Yeah, you could totally do it.
Keep it basic.
They also list things like escort services and things like that. So sometimes you have to like weed through the really weird ones.
Sure.
And then
just get to the mildly weird.
Right. Then get to the mildly weird ones. But yeah, that's how I found it. But a friend of mine, she was also doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to figure out how to make as much money as I could, as fast as I could, to move to LA.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Because I'm from Virginia. I was like, this is my last winter here. I'm tired of the rain. I'm tired of the ice every week. I'm done.
Right.
And so I found a website that needed people, and they sold me some pictures of some Czechoslovakian girl.
Right.
Okay.
That was me. That was me. And
nice.
I had to be logged on like every day, and you have to wait for people to sign on, like guys to sign on. You're like, hey, you type, hey, how's it going? And then they privately message you. You talk for a little bit, and then they say, okay, I want to do a 20-minute phone call with you.
Right.
And I want to talk about
minutes, so specific.
Yeah. I want to talk about panty fetish or whatever.
Okay.
And you have to buy in increments of, you have to buy at least a 10-minute phone call.
Okay.
First.
Right.
And
which is plenty.
Yeah. And they usually charge, the guys usually get charged about $1.99 or $2.99 a minute. And you, as the operator, are making about $1 a minute.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So wow. pretty decent.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
$1 a minute.
Yeah.
From the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. Right. But sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The calls just go on and on and on and on and on.
Like if they've been drinking?
Either if they've been drinking or like if they're older.
Right.
Or if they want to play out a very specific fantasy.
Oof. Right.
Yeah. Oof. You get chills, right? Well, one of the guys that used to call me, he used to like really young girls. And so I would have to pretend to be really young.
Ooh.
But he was like a control freak.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to get it. Like some of these fetishes were perfectly like normal.
Right.
I mean, fetishes are normal in general.
Right.
But he was very specific about how he wanted to like control the younger girl.
Okay.
And it could get really dark.
Okay.
And then some guys call. Yeah. There has been times that I've had friends tell me about their experiences where like a guy would call and he ended up talking about his daughter, you know, like discuss things that like are a little bit on the really taboo side, you know, and you're like, well, do I say something or not?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And you can't really because they're playing out the fantasy with you. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're getting their jollies off in a healthy way.
Sense. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you never know. And you can't imply that.
It's like playing video games and you're killing people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you really going to go out and and kill somebody?
Right.
But there were those situations.
Interesting.
There was a guy that sent me a whole bunch of like gifts
Okay.
Yeah, it would have to go through like the owner's PO box, uh-huh. and then she would send them to me.
Okay.
Right.
But, like, I got movies and books and like really? All this stuff. Yeah, yeah. I've been asked to sell underwear,
right.
you know, before, right. which, I mean, people pay for underwear. They pay like upwards sometimes of $50 or $60 a pair for really nice. For used underwear. Yeah.
Oh my God, I have mm-hmm. so many.
Yeah. You can, yeah. Totally, you could totally nice. Do it. You could totally do it. Yeah,
that's so. Nice. So people would call you, and then mm-hmm. what was like normal? What was normal for you? So we've gotten to like the taboo stuff. What's yeah. a normal call?
A normal call would be like, "Hey, baby, right. how are you? Right. What have you been up to?" Like a lot of people wanted the girlfriend experience.
Right.
Like, "Hey, baby, how have you been today? I've been waiting for you all day. I'm right. so horny. Oh my God, I'm so happy you're here right now. Oh, look at that big, you know." Right. Yeah. Let me get it in my mouth. Ooh.
Wow.
Like, you know, then that would be like the normal call.
Sure.
That's the normal call. They want you to pretend to be their girlfriend,
and then it would
basically.
Be like, you know, like those right. like those yeah. really exaggerated porn noises.
Right.
I actually became friends with a couple guys that
did you?
Used to talk to, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, and sure. that could have put me in a lot of trouble, but yeah, like the owner, she was like, That's your deal if you decide you want to do that or not. But know
right.
that there was a girl that did that once, and the guy found her and came to her house and beat the shit out of her. Like,
right.
there's been like bad things like
right.
that have
I'm
happened.
Sure.
So
right.
You
I'm
have
sure.
to protect yourself. But.
What was different about these guys' phone calls that made you like, yeah, this is a good dude to have lunch with?
I have very limited self-control in a computer.
Okay.
And so I would like Google some of these people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally, they're
kind of
cute.
They seem like a normal person.
Right.
Okay. Oh, they're married. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, okay. They have a girlfriend. Oh, okay. You know,
all right.
Like, okay. They seem like a normal person, you know.
That's so interesting. Now, what are you doing when these guys are calling and like fulfilling their fantasies, so to speak?
Sometimes I'd just be laying on my bed, like, doing my hair, or sometimes I'd be doing the dishes.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
Or my roommate might be sitting there at some point, and I'd be like writing her like a little note, or right. I'd be like, "Oh, they just said this," or I'd let her listen to
no,
what was happening,
God.
And she'd be like, "Oh, oh," and like say this,
right.
say this, or like you know whatever. So it was very funny, and then.
Some intimate moment that this guy's
yeah.
having.
Yeah.
You're on speakerphone with your roommate.
I'm blowing all the fantasy out of it. The cloth has been removed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's
so
awesome.
Funny.
Yeah.
And no one ever questioned why you didn't talk like you were from Yugoslavia?
She didn't look like, I mean, she kind of did. After I looked at her for a little while, uh-huh. I was like, okay. And her name was like Bolish Naya or something,
right?
Like, it was yeah, something yeah. really weird, but I still have, I own the pictures, so I still have them.
Oh really?
I still have them. I have like her Visa card, like her birth date and everything.
No
like
shit.
I own those. Those are my pictures. I paid like $60 for them.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have a lot of pictures.
Right.
But it fit perfect because she had blue eyes and red hair. I have blue eyes and red hair. Like it fit
right.
perfectly.
Right.
Perfectly. And she already had a name. Like she already had like a fake name.
Uh-huh.
So
perfect.
I just, you know,
yep.
I could still use these pictures if I still wanted to, like I don't do it anymore.
Right.
I'm too busy.
Right.
But if I wanted to, I could use those pictures for another site or something. But there's a lot of work that goes into it. You have to write, like, sometimes you have to write 2 or 3 blogs a day on your own, like, personal live journal, or what do people use now? Tumblr. You have
uh-huh.
to write Tumblr. You have to have a Twitter. You have to, like, do all these things. Like, you can't
have
really? It on Facebook because you're selling sex.
Right.
Sure.
So you can't do it there, but Twitter is pretty liberal and Tumblr is weird. Have you ever gone into the rabbit hole of Tumblr?
I have actually looking for stuff for this show. I've gone down some
weird
avenues.
Places.
Yeah.
Weird
Why
places.
Is that?
I think because they don't have a lot of limits. They have no, they don't really have any censorship on it, or they're newer. I mean, I feel like Tumblr is still newish in the genre
uh-huh.
of social media. I guess
yeah.
it's considered social media.
Yeah. So there's not a lot of regulation.
Yeah,
on it
exactly.
Yet. Yeah. It gets pretty weird sometimes.
So weird. like go look at it if you haven't, but just make sure you've taken like a breath before you do it. Like
brace
yourself for
right.
it, because you'll find some shit and you'll be like, I didn't know the human body could do that.
Right.
That's so interesting that they want you to have like a social media presence for it.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
So the guys can find you. So new clients can find you. But some of these women that own these sites are like 60 and 70 years old, and they've been doing this for 25 years since phones have been around.
Right.
Since those right. What were one of those like
date, rotary phones?
Date night. Numbers are called in like the 90s. Yes. That's why your parents. Yeah, that's why your parents didn't want you to stay up real late watching
right.
TV.
Right.
You know, like 1-888 hot date. You know, like
right. We're horny. Me and my friends, give us a call.
Oh, I just want to meet new people and have a good time. Yes, I'm so happy you found me.
So, what do you do like when the conversation's going on way long? It's like, do you what?
Looking at my
just
watch.
Look at your watch. Yeah. Like, let's wrap this up, guys.
I'm like, oh my God. And then.
And you have to keep pretending you're into it. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, for one of the sites I worked for a long time, the owner would buzz in or somebody would buzz in and be like, you have a minute to wrap up or like
oh,
whatever.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Or like there's like a beep or something. And sometimes like because she was the dispatcher, she could see how long you're on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then she would like click them off and be like, hey, you've gone over your time. Do you want to extend?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes they would. Sometimes they wouldn't.
Yeah. But...
it's like, nah, I got it from here.
Yeah. I did get hung up one time because a guy didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. But. It was weird because he didn't really specify. He was very quiet, so I was just doing what I normally
sure.
did.
Right.
And he wasn't digging it. He wasn't digging it. But he didn't tell me that. He just hung up.
Right.
You know.
Damn.
Yeah.
He would say, like, I want you to this or I want you to that.
Right.
Just
yeah, exactly. He gave me no, you know, no.
That's so weird.
And each girl had their own specific forte. Like, they each had,
okay.
some people would be really good at BDSM. Some mm-hmm. people would be really good at, like, daddy daughter fetish. Some mm-hmm. people would be really good at just being dominant or submissive or like mm-hmm. whatever the fetish was.
Right.
There were so many men on this one site that were into like being adult babies.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have we talked about it on the show before? I feel like we have.
Adult
right?
baby fetish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they want to like they want to be the
baby. They want to be the baby and they want like mommy to take care
oh,
of them. Yeah.
God.
And they dress in diapers and they like have pacifier, but they still want to have sex with you.
Okay.
Right.
So you would have to be like, "Oh, my little baby."
No, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. "Oh, let me clean your little dinghy for you. Oh, you like it when mommy touches you?" Like maybe not as baby talk as that, but you know, like
I hate to call what anybody's into weird at all, but that's fucking weird.
It's strange because it's unknown, you know? It's unknown to certain people, but it's like, what happens to you that one day you're like, ding, that's my thing.
Right. That's my thing.
That's my thing.
Oh, man, that's bizarre.
And if you can act out your fetish in a healthy
sure.
way,
right.
then
right.
absolutely, I'm 100% for it.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's weird. I was thinking about the poor guy who had to extend his credit. Like, there's nothing more like unromantic than having to like pull out your credit card mid.
Right.
Yeah, like, they do that at like there's like dungeons uh-huh. around LA,
mm-hmm.
and they'll buzz in when there's about a minute or so left. Be like, you have 5 minutes left on your session.
Well, like, damn it, now I've got 30 minutes left of my session.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So dating you's got to be awesome when the guy's like, hey, I'm kind of into like dirty talk.
I have
like,
to
well,
be
I
so.
Got you.
I have to be honest, I'm so bad at dirty talk.
Oh, really?
Like, face to face, I am so bad at it. This one guy was like who does this pussy belong to? Who does this pussy belong to? I was like, well, I'm a modern woman. I don't belong to anyone. Like that was my response. He's like, who are you gonna call? You need a booty call. Who are you gonna call? I was like, Ghostbusters.
I really bet at dirty talk, but for $1.99 a minute,
I mean,
you can call me.
Gotta pay to play.
Right.
Yeah.
You just have to get out first,
yeah,
and then you can call me.
Is this a Visa or a MasterCard?
PayPal? Venmo.
Beautiful.
So what's your current status? You dating, single?
I am eternally single, it seems.
Okay. That seems to be LA for most people.
Oh, yeah. People here are terrible.
That's fair. That's fair.
People in LA are terrible.
I like my friends, though.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Dating in LA is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I hear one more comedian, dating in LA is so hard. Like, you know, we know. We get it.
Right.
We're all here. We do the same thing.
You dated a professional wrestler?
I did date a professional wrestler.
That's exciting.
Yes. He's a great guy.
Nice.
He's a great guy. It just didn't work out between us.
Right. Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
You know?
I was mean. I was way mean to him when we were breaking up, but and I shouldn't have been. So this is my official, like, worldwide apology. I'm sorry, Bo. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Sorry, I do adore you. You're great.
And then you also dated a professional magician.
Oh, that guy can go die in a hole.
The wrestler, yeah, the magician, no, fuck him. Yeah.
No, he's okay. I mean, he just vanished. He
oh my goodness.
He disappeared. He disappeared. Poof.
Cool trick,
everywhere.
Guy.
Twitter, Facebook, poof, gone.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, one day he...
Sawed your heart in half? Okay, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, whoa, it's all rabbits. It's all rabbits and card tricks here. Whoa.
Tip your bartenders, everybody.
I'll be here all week. It was cool at first, and it was weird because, of course, I have since deleted all dating apps. Mm-hmm. However, I did meet him on Tinder.
Right.
Okay.
And this was still when I was like, oh, Tinder is just a really easy dating site,
sure.
You know, because nobody explained to me that it was a hookup.
So, right.
Like,
right.
Whatever.
Which is so funny, by the way.
Anything can be a hookup site.
By the way, that's so funny, the difference between guys and girls, because every guy we've had on this podcast always just assumed from the get-go that's what Tinder was.
Yeah.
Was just a hookup site.
Right.
And all the girls were like, this is like to meet new people's site. So like
yeah.
The wires have been crossed on Tinder since day one.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly. Well, a girlfriend introduced it to me and she said, oh, it's a new dating site. It's just real easy. You just write a little bit about yourself and put some pictures up mm-hmm. and then you just, it's real easy. And
right.
I was like, oh, this is great. And I actually, yeah. on the East Coast, I met some great people mm-hmm. that are still friends of mine. But some people I did hook up with, you know,
sure.
whatever. Who gives it?
Right.
Who gives
right.
a shit? Like I said,
right.
anything can be a hookup site if
right.
you make it.
Right. Yeah.
It just depends on if you guys are looking for the same thing. But mm-hmm. I met the magician and it was weird because he had like a nice photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was scrolling through and he had one like he was in a top hat. He had one where he was like leaning over real serious, black mm-hmm. and white, real stoic.
Bunch of different looks on
his Bunch
Tinder
of different
profile.
Looks. Okay. Yeah. And then his.
Christy hates it already.
Oh, God.
His about me was quality over quantity. And I'm like, what? I was messed up from day one. So we ended up going out a few times. And he's like, I have to tell you, I'm like, I'm bi-coastal. I live in Miami. I'm trying to move back here. My family is here. So I go back and forth quite a bit. And I was like, okay. And he was like a high executive with a cell phone company.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Or
slash
like middle
magician.
Slash right, magician. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he had taken all mm-hmm. these like improv classes. I'm Ooh. Not sure what he wanted to be
right.
exactly.
Right.
But
sounds like he doesn't either.
After like less than a month, he goes, I want to fly you to Miami. So I got to go to Miami.
Oh, nice.
Free of charge.
Yeah.
Spent, hated it there.
Window seat though?
Window seat.
Absolutely.
I told him, I was like, window seat, please. Like, so I flew out there. And then when I got to his house, he had all those pictures on the wall, like the magician.
His
pictures.
Own magician pictures.
Yeah,
on the wall?
Like caricatures of himself and stuff. And then like a bunch of like International Brotherhood of Magicians.
That's a
yeah,
red flag.
That's
sure.
a red flag for sure.
Yeah, and then he had like his contract with the Magicians Guild, like
oh, that's cool.
That you'll yeah. not, you won't tell anything. Like
right.
There's like three different groups, like mm-hmm. International Brotherhood of Magicians, Guild of Magicians, and there's something else I can't remember. I only know this because I saw
right
this.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they
so,
were on display.
They were framed in his bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. And he had like a podium with all his cards. He was working on his card tricks and stuff. And I will say this about him. He did the greatest card tricks I've ever seen. Like he
okay.
slowed them down to show me how he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still couldn't figure it
right.
out. Like
yeah.
it was like, it was just nice. Awesome. Yeah. So, but then we went to Vegas.
He took you to Vegas.
He took me to Vegas.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But he didn't take me to Vegas.
Right.
I met him in Vegas after I had done some traveling. And I got there and he was there for 4 days for an International Brotherhood of Magicians conference.
Right. Okay.
Or
okay.
it was like a meaning and magic conference. There's a magic school.
Right.
They take it a date to an open mic, basically.
Pretty
right.
much. Yeah. yeah. You nailed it. And so we went and I was just alone. And then I was like, well... what are we going to do? He's like, oh, well, I want to take you to show and we'll take you to dinner and like, we'll do all these things. And I was like, okay, great.
Right.
And so he asked me what show I wanted to see. I was like, I want to see Britney. And
obviously,
he
yeah.
laughed. He's like, I'll take Britney under advisement.
What?
Yeah. And then he said, but why do you want to see Britney? I was like, it's Britney, bitch. Like, it's Britney. Right. Like, yeah. I'm in my 30s. Britney is everything.
Right. Absolutely.
And she's my homegirl, you know? Even though she can't move her top lip right now, it's fine.
Right. She just can't move a lot of stuff. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he took me to David Copperfield. Oh. That's where we went. And
it's
I felt like
I get what your thing is.
Right.
Yeah. And he wanted... I will say he did come whenever he was around. He did go to all of my shows. He did go to all the shows that I was a part of doing comedy, whatever. And but he took me to David Copperfield and I felt like I was being suffocated in the room by the ego.
Yeah.
You right. know, like, but it was a good show. I would have rather seen Britney.
Right.
And I was like wearing my Britney clothes. I was not wearing any underwear. Oh, yeah. Like, come on, man. And then we, like, and then we went to dinner and I broke my tooth at dinner.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he took me to Outback Steakhouse and I don't eat meat. And he,
what a dick.
And he knew that. He knew that. And so I was like forced to eat salad.
And you're in Vegas at Outback Steakhouse?
I know. And yes.
What in the holy hell?
Yes. And he kept dragging me in and out of all these casinos because he told me he planned a nice dinner, right?
Okay.
And so he's dragging me out of like, yeah, he's dragging me across the pedestrian bridge, like where New York right, is and like yeah. Caesar's Palace right. and all that stuff. And I finally... I'm wearing Vegas clothes, you know. I look right. like the biggest slut on the sure. strip.
Right.
And I'm standing there and I slam my foot down. And I go, Adrian, what the fuck are we doing? Where are we going? My feet hurt. My dress is coming up. I looked like a crazy person
right.
on this bridge and I hadn't had a single drop to drink.
Right.
So when we sat down at Outback, I said, I took my breath. I said, Jesus, please. And I took my breath and I looked at him. I said, I'm drinking a lot and you were paying for it. And he was like, yeah, okay, fine.
Right.
And so I got drunk and happy, but then we didn't even stay on the strip, right? We were staying in Henderson.
Oh, stop.
It's like 20 minutes away.
Come on.
And he said, while I'm in my magic dealio thing, you can go wander, you know, in Vegas. I'm like, I'm by myself for 4 days.
In Henderson.
Right. I can't find a damn bathing suit here because I forgot mine. I was like, oh, it's Vegas. They'll have one in right. October. Like, you know, whatever. Fine. Yeah, so then he said, this was really the nail in the coffin. I said, all right. Or he said, it was Saturday night. He was supposed to be there till Sunday night. And he said, we have to go to a party. This is the wrap up for the whole convention school.
Okay.
Yeah, you roll your eyes. Yeah, exactly. Right. And so we went there and he looks at me, said, as he's gathering and changing his clothes, he says, I'm really sorry. I made a mistake. I was like, what'd you do now?
Right.
And he said, well, I actually booked my flight for tonight at midnight, not tomorrow at midnight. And I said, oh, so we not going to Britney. Like, we're not. Right. Like, that's right. not happening.
Right. right.
He said, well, you have to take me to the airport around 10.
Oh,
you can
do
still
I?
Make it. You can still make it to Britney, her like 10:30 or 11, whatever the time the show was.
Sure. Right.
And I was like, fuming. I said, you can't change your flight to tomorrow. Well, I booked this flight a long time ago. I've got to get back to work on Monday. Like, because he was still doing like real work
right.
while
still
he was at the
cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit like that, whatever. And so he. I took him to the airport. I said, all right, call me when you land. Text me when you land. You uh-huh. know, let me know you got there. So I'm up and down all night waiting for the time difference. I'm waiting for him to text me. He never calls me,
no.
never texts me. And I finally call him and I'm like, so I guess you died in a fiery crash. Like
right.
what
right.
happened? And he said, well, my phone wouldn't charge and I couldn't find the charge. It's not charging anymore. I'm like, you work with cell phones.
Right.
You are dumb.
Right.
Like you, right. you work with cell phones. 100% you are dumb.
Your job.
You are so dumb. So dumb. And I said, you know, if I knew this is the way it was going to be, I wouldn't have gone Wednesday through Sunday.
Right.
I would have come on Friday, spent like a day and a half with you.
Right.
And then gone back to LA.
Or not so. At all.
Or not at
all. And stuck his ass in a taxi. That's how you get to the airport is in a taxi
right.
cab.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was, there was this guy at this party, right? So apparently the people that created the voice for Siri on the iPhone, there's another voice that was made and they call it Alex. And Alex is far superior. Like that. Okay. That guy that invented Alex said that. That's exactly what he said about it. And he was talking about Alex and how it was so much better and how they spent so many years programming it. And he was upset that they ended up using Siri instead of Alex and all this stuff. And he looked like Gandalf.
Okay.
He was seriously dressed like Gandalf the entire time.
He was in Vegas?
He was in Vegas. He was at the Magicians Conference.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. So that's
what... That literally sounds like the worst trip ever.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to see Britney?
No.
Oh, no.
I still haven't seen Britney. And
I thought there was going to be a silver lining at the end.
I did go to Vegas a couple weeks ago to film a movie, and I was like, oh, maybe I can go see Britney this time.
Right.
Bitch is off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was at the VMAs. Like,
she's on vacation.
She's doing her thing with her non-moving lip. Like,
right.
Oh, my God. Right. That
did you continue
worst.
To date that guy?
We still continued the long distance thing for about another month and a half. I sent him like a Dear John letter in December, like right around Christmas.
Right.
I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm obviously not important to you. And the last straw for me was all of a sudden one day I went to go share something on his Facebook page and it was gone. And I don't really give a shit if you have a Facebook, you have social media or not. But if you're dating somebody, maybe you should be like, hey, it's gotten too much. I'm just going to delete Facebook for a while.
Right.
Just something.
Right.
But there was nothing.
He just disappeared.
Just poof, gone. I helped him vanish. Like, you know, he was gone.
Wow.
But then a couple months ago, I was sending out invites for a thing I was doing, and he popped up. He was back.
Wow.
He reappeared. He finally reappeared from wherever he has been.
So you totally snuck on him and looked at his page?
Oh, I totally did. But there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Like, the last thing that was posted on there was from me from last October.
Gotcha.
And then,
I wanted it to be like him and his like new chick in Vegas. Like
his wife and his three kids.
God, I know. You know, he did tell me once, he said, you know, by the time I have as much money as I want to and get where I want to in my life, I'm not going to be able to have kids. I'm going to be too old to have kids.
Right.
And I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah. Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want kids either, but so that's not a big deal for me. But
right.
Oh my God, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah, it was the worst. I can't believe that I invested like almost a year. But I did get a free trip to Miami. I got a free trip to Vegas. I got
a horrendous one to Vegas.
Well, actually, it wasn't even free because
right.
Like, it wasn't even free because I ended up like having to still pay for shit.
Right.
You know?
Of
like
course.
Right.
You had to go halvesies on a steak dinner that you didn't eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Taxi. In and out of Henderson.
Yeah. Well, I had my car. I had my car, so I drove.
You had to drive also?
I drove from here to Vegas.
That's not a free
trip.
We can do that right now.
I know.
Right.
I'm trying to like put some positive spin
on
it.
No, this guy's
not
the worst.
He was
a free trip to Vegas, but you drove yourself. It's not a free trip.
No, it isn't.
It was the
worst. What made you stick around after the Vegas trip?
I kind of yelled at him.
Okay.
I yelled at him in Vegas and I was like, listen, I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but we need to fix this right now if this is going to keep going. Because he said, I'm moving back and things are going to be different when I move back.
Okay.
I fell for the old.
So he had some promises.
I fell for that old line. Yeah.
Okay.
And he would like, he had mostly his stuff together.
Right.
But he just fell apart. You know, at the end, I think that he was kind of not taking it seriously. So I decided not start taking it seriously,
right.
Which, to be quite honest now, for the whole world to know, I wasn't really taking it entirely serious
to begin with,
because
he was a magician.
Well, because he was a magician. He was a bi-coastal magician.
He sold cell phones.
Moonlighted selling cell phones, right. You know.
Sorry if I didn't give you my heart right away.
Right.
Pretty much. I mean, I definitely didn't ever like feel that.
Sure.
Feel
right.
That way.
This is the one.
Exactly.
You never felt that magic.
And he did tell me at some point that he had been addicted to porn in the past.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah. So okay. I was like, okay, that's like might be like a yellow warning flag.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Yellow.
Well, that brings us into that's so funny. The article that I have for today.
Yeah.
Is a new study. That's so crazy. That you just thank you for that segue.
Oh, yeah.
A new study says, and we'll do this. We'll get out of here. But a new study says divorce rates double when married people watch porn.
What?
Yes. Not together.
Separately.
Oh, I was going to say, I love porn.
Yeah.
Like...
Could your browser history kill your marriage? There's been much said about the negative impact that pornography can have on a committed relationship, but a new study from the University of Oklahoma suggests, and by the way, it's the University of Oklahoma,
right.
So they're probably just saying porn is bad. Because Jesus doesn't like it.
Because Jesus.
Yeah. It just suggests that regular pornography usage can have truly disastrous effects on marriages, sometimes doubling the divorce rate. Data was collected from participants on the pornography use and marital status in three waves between 2016 to 2010.
Okay.
2008 to 2012 or 2010 to 2014. So three different groups of people, three different times. And participants were interviewed three times every 2 years in each wave. Surveys from a total of 6,000 individuals were captured in the first wave, with roughly about 4,500 for the second one. And then they were re-interviewed 3,000 for the third wave. The results showed that starting to watch pornography after one interview increased the risk of being divorced by the next interview from 6% to 11%. For women, the risk nearly tripled, rising from 16%. The team also found the risk of divorce was greater in younger adults. The younger the participant was when he or she began watching porn in the relationship, the higher his or her possibility of getting divorced by the next wave of interviews was.
Okay.
Christy?
But here's the thing, is that isn't it possible that people who get married younger have a higher divorce rate in general?
That's what I was thinking.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, also, young men especially are introduced to porn very early. I was listening to NPR and they were talking about like 11-year-olds, people as young as 10 and 11 already having been exposed to porn and continually watching it and how it does affect their relationships with the opposite gender or, you know, whoever their sexual partners are.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so high for women?
I think because men don't like the idea of their wives watching porn
by
themselves. Yeah. I think that even though we're progressing as a society.
Right. Air quotes.
I think that men still are like, well, my wife is watching porn. What am I not doing right? What is she missing?
Take it more seriously.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I also think we're living in a time where, I mean, women can work and like have successful careers. Yeah. And if you cut, like at this point in time for women, like if you take away sex with their husband, if they're not really into their husband to begin with, there's not really much of a point. You know what I mean? If I can watch porn and masturbate and I'm also a CEO and can go to the clinic and have a child and all of that stuff, what's the point?
So we're getting phased out.
Maybe.
No, possibly. We're going back to Amazonian women. Right? You know? Yeah. We keep you for babies. Right.
Just saying, nowadays, like you're not with your husband because you need to be for support.
Yeah.
It's like you either gotta like your husband or there's not any point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing. Yeah, I was wondering that.
And I think overall, I think men are a little bit more insecure than women.
Absolutely, sure. Especially around sex.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If I like came in and my chick was like watching porn, like I'm like, okay, well, it's like, what kind is it? Is
yeah,
it,
exactly.
You,
know,
you would spiral for sure. You would spiral for sure. I know my husband would too. He'd like close the door and never say a word to me, but just spend 3 days like thinking about it. Whereas women walk in and they're like, oh, George. And they just close the door and
exactly.
fucking go back to whatever the hell they're
doing.
Men are
standing out there with the sad walking away music behind them. Like
Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The Hulk theme is playing.
Yes. Walks away. Yeah, exactly. See, perfect.
I think how George is always jerking off in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, George.
This makes me. I walked in on one of my ex boyfriends watching midget porn.
See?
And I was like, well, that's something I can't really provide. Right. Okay, cool. Have fun. I'll see you later.
Right.
And like the little midget blow up doll came with the video.
Oh, my goodness.
God, it was so funny.
With the free gift, his porn.
Yeah.
That's special.
Yeah. I can't remember if it came with it or somebody gave it to him as a birthday gift, like the porn and the midget blow up doll, because he had like such a fetish for midgets.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I hate to call people's things weird, but that's also.
No, yeah. Well, it's
weird
because it's unfamiliar.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's
yeah.
all. Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, so like that, like if my girlfriend was watching porn, I'd be like, well, you know, what kind is it? Who is it? Is the guy better looking than me? Is it, you know, what? So like when you watch like someone like watching like midget porn, you're like, well, I can't. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
If it's something like aliens from outer space or something, like that's obviously weird, but you can't help. What people like.
Right.
Like what they like.
Right.
But then the whole time you're having sex, you're like, should I... like get on my knees, like what? Like what do you want
you
me to
should,
do?
You should. Well, first you should communicate,
right?
And ask your partner what they would
Honey,
like.
I'd really
like
for you to be a midget. Like, how can you communicate that?
You just say, you know, I'm really been thinking about midgets. Would you mind like role playing, pretending to be a midget. You know, pretend to be a midget that grows. Like I throw water on you and you grow. You know, you grow to real size.
Or there's that understanding that a fantasy is a fantasy, yeah, and it's meant to be acted out in porn or on 1-800 numbers or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And that I don't necessarily want you to be that thing. It's like a whole separate thing that's just in my mind that I don't actually need to be materialized.
That's perfect. Yep. You learned a lot today, you guys.
You did learn a lot today.
If you're, if you're married, watch porn together.
Yeah.
Not separately.
There you go.
But it's like I have enough time like picking out like what we're going to watch on Netflix together. Could you imagine us picking out a porn? We learned act out your sexual fantasies by calling 1-800 numbers. Mm-hmm. The girls may not always be who they are on the picture.
Czechoslovakian.
Yeah.
And I mean, I look better than my picture, but you know.
Yes, absolutely. be careful when you date magicians, I guess is the
Don't date magicians is the answer.
That's fine.
How can people find you?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, hotjobs.com. Yeah, sexyjobs.com. Aaron McShane is my name. Brassy Knuckles on Twitter and Brassy Knux on Instagram.
So follow Aaron for our show. Go to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to the show on there. Our live episode comes out next week.
Oh, awesome. So
we're going to drop our live episode next week, which we recorded at the Burbank Comedy Festival a couple of weeks ago. It's great. It's awesome. It's probably my favorite thing ever.
That's awesome. There you go.
The roundtable of great comedians. My dad's on there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. My dad tells a great story about how he pissed off David Copperfield.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep. Yep. And then Christy announces the sex of her babies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sex
or sexes. Yep. So listen to that next week. And then visit us, fosterthepodcast.com. We're on Twitter. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.